Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today, got a beautiful name, Maria Stella. Maria Stella.
Very Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, Mary the Star. Maria Stella. If you were a Stella, a real star, your whole career is going to finish with this podcast. So you might want to think about getting another job. Maria Stella Carletti and her family winery is Poliziano, which is a very famous winery in the Vino Nobile region of Tuscany. Welcome, Maria Stella.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We're great. We're very happy that you're here. Now, listen, let's start with a little bit of family history. When was the Poliziano Winery founded and why is the name so special?
So Poliziano was born in 1961 when my grandfather, Dino Carletti, he bought the first 22 hectares of our property all around Montepulciano. And he chose the name. He chose the name Poliziano because Poliziano is a very important poet from Montepulciano who lived there in the 14th century. And he was the one who educated the Medici's family and the children. So that proves how important he was at the time and how well respected he was. And also, who's from Poliziano, we call he's a Poliziano.
So anybody from the town of Montepulciano, which is in the province of Siena in southeast Tuscany, is called a Poliziano.
Yeah.
So if you're in Montepulciano, you've got Il Cinese, which refers to the oak. But if I say, you know, where are you from? You say, Io sono Poliziano. I'm a Poliziano. Means, okay, that you can only come from the town of Montepulciano.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay,
exactly.
So that was the first generation. So you're the second generation then?
I'm the third generation.
The third, okay. So your dad was?
My dad
is.
Is. My dad, he took over in 1978,
yep.
And he was the one who actually created the business, let's say.
So Federico, so he's the second generation. So you're the third generation, it's going to go bankrupt under you, that's the third generation thing, right?
And I hope my children will. So I hope this will not stop. So
tell me about the vineyards. How are you, a small estate, big estate?
We started with 22 hectares and we probably got to 160. Hectares?
All for Vino Nobile?
No, we've got some vineyards in around Maremma.
So on the Tuscan coast?
So we do a bit of Morellino.
Which is a Sangiovese-based red?
Yeah.
Morellino di Scanzano?
Yep, indeed. And we focus on Vino Nobile. Vino Nobile is our...
So tell me a little about your Vino Nobile vineyards. Are they all in one spot or do you have vineyards in different areas?
No, they're all kind of
spread around,
yeah. And they've got different exposures, different heights on sea level. And they do create very different grapes, very different
flavors.
And my dad, he works them parcellary, so like by plot, and
so they're not like work just as everything being on the table because they're on different.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of altitude or soil types, do you have roughly where, what are we talking about? Because Vino Nobile is very much, it's almost like a little Burgundy, how it's the landscape, and you get these little, you do get some large vineyards, but these little plots, lots of trees and olive trees around and other trees around. So I think it's a beautiful area to visit.
Typical Tuscan.
So what are you doing in the vineyards? What different? Are you pruning differently on some areas?
The altitudes are not that different. It's more the soil type.
Okay.
For example, we've got two Cruz that my father developed all over the years, and one of them is mainly limestone clay, and it gives a very different character. It gives a very deep, a very persistent wine.
What's the name of that vineyard then?
That's the Asinone.
So just tell us what is it? Vigna dell'Asinone. What does the vigna means? The vineyard of the
vigna. Yeah.
And what's an Asinone?
Asinone is a big donkey.
Okay.
That's a funny story actually. It's because the vineyard itself, it reminds of the back of a donkey.
Okay, like a donkey's back.
So Americans often laugh at it, but it is.
Fine. Does that give a wine with a particularly light color or a dark color on that?
It's very dark color. Yeah. Very dark color. Very dense. It's complex. It's deep.
Is it very tannic or is it smooth?
The tannins, of course, are quite strong, but definitely, especially if you drink it after a few years, they really become soft. They really become interesting and complex.
What's a good food match for the Asinoni?
Food match, oh, Fiorentina.
Which is? T-bone steak, yeah?
Steak, yeah.
You don't look like a T-bone steak kind of person, I have to be honest.
Really?
No, you don't.
I am. Really? I really am, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know what it is.
I love Tuscan food, I love.
Okay, and then the other vineyard is Vigneto Caggiole, is that right?
Vigneto Caggiole,
so what is Caggiole? Is it a place, or is it a person?
Caggiole is actually the address, let's say, the area where my auntie lives, and it is completely different from Asinone, and it's crazy because the two vineyards are less than 10 kilometers away from each other, and they're about the same height, about 400 altitude, I mean
400 meters,
meters on sea level.
And the soil?
But, yeah, the soil is it's got a really clear marine origin.
So it's marine sediments.
Yes, and I remember when I used to play at my auntie's house, I used to find little shells because it was clear that sea was there. So that gives a very distinct salinity, and that of course goes in the wine.
So which one do you pick first, the Asinone or the Caggiole? So the Asinone comes first, mm-hmm. and then you pick the Caggiole. Roughly what difference? Is it a couple of weeks or a week? Or
A couple of weeks, yeah. Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Okay, now what about your main markets?
Main markets, well, of course, America. America's really big, but we're hoping of expanding. My dad, the volcano, he's really looking at expanding, and we're now very interested on China, Japan, which are, of course, really far away, really different from us.
So you're going to buy more vineyards, or are you just looking at directing sales?
Well, I don't know about my father, but doesn't sound bad to me.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. I mean, if you're often Vino Nobili lives in the shadow, particularly of Brunello, which is maybe it's 20 kilometers away. It's very close.
I know.
Towards the sea, mm-hmm. And obviously Chianti, you have a big range. You have cheap, and you have expensive. I mean, what do you see for the future? Someone that goes and sells the wine for Vino Nobili. Are you positive? Do you think?
Well, I think Vino Nobili is really a wine that deserves to be drunk, deserves to be
better known. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping. I cannot control market, I'm afraid. If I could, I would definitely. But
do you think there'll ever be a denomination just saying, so Vino Nobili just 100% Sangiovese, and then Vino Nobili as it is now, which is 85 Sangiovese minimum, and then you can, if you want to, you're perfectly legal to put in Tuscan other grapes or Merlot, Cabernet, etc. Do you think that would ever come about, or do you think that would be a step? That would be a difficult step for the region to make.
I think we should. We really should do 100% Sangiovese, because that's our terroir, that's our tradition. We are the only ones who can state to be producing Prugnolo Gentile.
Which is the local name for Sangiovese.
Yes, I think it would give us such a big competitive edge. And
it'd be great for Montalcino, because then they would have some real competition.
Exactly.
So what you need to do is get the volcano, your dad, to really start banging the drum for 100% Sangiovese.
And then the third generation of volcanoes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Maria Stella, thank you very much for coming today and telling us about the Poliziano Winery and the history of the name
your
vision for the future, which is very progressive, the 100% Sangiovese. I don't think it will happen. I think it'd be a great idea. But
I know. It is a challenge.
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
Yeah, we're in Italy as well, so.
But
things
exactly.
happen slowly. Yeah. So,
but when they happen, I think we really should.
All right, Maria Stella, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Italy. Thank you. I will.
Thanks.
You too.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.